folks, welcome back to Squadzilla episode 4. We just finished watching Godzilla versus Mothra, which is the as you can probably guess, the fourth movie of the series, since this is the fourth episode of our podcast. And joining me again is Tommy Oliver and Jax. And I'm just going to pass it off to you guys, because this is not your first time seeing this film, but it was for me.
Yeah. It was my first time watching it in Japanese. I've always watched the dub back on TNT's MonsterVision. Same. This is also probably the first time I've watched this movie without commercial interruptions, because I would watch it on TV. So it improves the pacing pretty significantly. This is the beginning of a trend of injustices against Godzilla, defeated by worms, doesn't make any fucking sense, happens multiple times from here on, not happy about it, was pissed about it when I was 5, 20 fucking 5 years later, I'm still mad about it.
Well, to be fair, he's still hungover from his fight with King Kong.
Yeah, I guess. Godzilla was a fucking drunkard in this movie.
Yeah, he was.
Like, he just, like, wakes up from the, from a buried in the dirt. And just, like, yeah, how the hell did I get here? You know? And then just kind of, like, fumbles about, trips over a couple buildings, goes in, like, multiple directions. And not
tries to eat a big-ass egg for no reason.
Wait, hold on. Correct me if I'm wrong. First film, he died, Oxygen Destroyer. Second film, he got buried by ice. Third film, he fell in the water. We never saw him resurface. Fourth film, he fell in the water. We never saw him resurface. All right.
His batting average at the beginning is not great.
Yeah, exactly. This is before he became the OP god that we love and respect today. Because, like, this, like, is it to me, I remember when I watched this movie as a kid, like, I always had, like, this notion of just, like, I don't understand why Mothra was able to, like, hold him off so well. Because, like, because again, like, this is a type of movie that if you are a Godzilla fan now, like a recent Godzilla fan, like, and you go in back and you're like, oh, I want to go back and watch the Godzilla things, or like Saber Spark is doing right now. It's like, we're so used to Godzilla just being this tank, this beast, like, oh, I'm defeating all these different beasts. So, like, going back and just seeing him get, like, mollywomped by, like, a freaking stegosaurus, a gorilla, and a fucking two worms, it's just like, okay, like, whatever, dude. Like, it really just goes, like, you should be owning these people, like, because you sort of have, like, this expectation for Godzilla just be, like, sort of like One Punch Man in the scenario of just like, okay, I got this, I don't have to worry about anything, I'm Godzilla, I can handle this, like, right now. But it's really funny, because, like, even to me as a kid, when I saw this movie, I was just, like, befuddled. I was like, how is a worm beating Godzilla? Why doesn't he just step on it? Why doesn't he just, like, crush it or fry it or obliterate it, or, you know, like, something like that, like, when I first saw this. And I will say this about the movie, though. Because, like, even though it's been years since I watched it, Tom mentioned a very good point, like, early on when we're watching it, is like, because Saber said, like, oh, 30 minutes, oh, there, where's Godzilla? Oh, there he is. And it was just like,
it was, like, on the spot. It was like, is that like a running gag where it's like 30 minutes in, there he is?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I think in the next movie he shows up sooner. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. But, like, and this is pretty much has been like 30 minutes on the spot. There he is. Because it's like, this was one of the first movies. Not the first movie, besides the first movie. The first movie is just iconic. But, like in the second and third movie, it's always sort of like, okay, where's Godzilla? Come on, get to Godzilla or stuff like that. This is a movie where it's just like, oh, I'm actually interested. Like, okay, you got Asian Hitler over here. You got, like, what is this? Egg people who's obsessed with eggs. And then you got, like, freaking fairies and all this other stuff, like, going on. It's like, what the heck's going on? And, yeah, we should mention that, like, there was a Mothra movie prior to this, but since it's not part of the Godzilla-thon, we didn't, like, include it in the watch through. So, like, that was just some stuff was like, okay, well, where the heck did these come from, or something like that.
Right. I mean, I think something that's, like, interesting to mention right before we really start getting into it is, like, what, like you were saying, there was a half an hour of movie before Godzilla shows up. And normally when you're watching these films, especially the last couple ones, it's like, all right, can we just get to the monster fights? Mothra versus Godzilla has a good story and has, like, an interesting plot progression and, like, compelling enough characters. Like, it's not gonna, like, win any awards or anything, but, like, you aren't bored waiting for the monsters to show up. Like, this egg washes up on Japan, and then, like, this guy just buys it. Like, he swindles a bunch of, like, local fishermen into buying this egg for, like, pennies on the dollar and is trying to, like, open up, like, some sort of, like, theme park or something, like, make money off of it. And it's, like, clearly trying to be, like, okay, there's, like, a, you know, an anti-capitalist message and, like, talking about, like, how this kind of, like, cold corporate outlook on everything is, like, not respecting, like, nature or just, like, the scientific and just kind of, like, natural value of this, like, wonder of the world, so to speak. And like, it's just it's not like anything super crazy, but it's enough to like keep you invested and keep you interested. So when Godzilla did show up, you're like, oh yeah, Godzilla's in this fucking movie,
which is good. That's it. I was invested. Actually, you know, before we continue, Tom, give us a quick synopsis of this film. Just a quick like two sentence synopsis, or not two sentence, but whatever you feel like is good enough to, so in case the audience doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
To sum this up really quickly, I guess the best way to put it is just that it's a movie about examining modern sort of capitalistic culture. There's a lot more going on in this movie than the last couple ones, where it's just like setting up scenes so Kong and Godzilla can fight. Like, it's trying to say something a bit more, you know, like one of the things I said as a joke, but as the movie went on, like, it could be almost like done on purpose, is that like you have the two fairies are introduced in this movie, which are just kind of like the
messengers of Mothra.
Yeah, like the messengers of Mothra. There's a better word I'm trying to think of. Emissaries, I suppose.
Yeah, emissaries. That's a good
Mothra's
one.
Emissaries, and they return almost every time Mothra shows up. But it's like they're trying to like talk to this like business tycoon guy to like, hey, give us the egg back, you know, it's like, it's ours, like, it's, you know, there was nuclear testing done on Birth Island, where a bunch of people live, and they just decided to nuke it, I guess, and fuck all these people's lives up, these, like,
a bunch
natives.
Of villagers, yeah, those natives got completely screwed.
I guess we're okay with nuking them for the greater good, and so the egg gets dislodged from Birth Island and, like, floated through the ocean and ended up on the coast of, like, this, like, fishing village. And so they're like, we want our egg back, you know, that's like our deity pretty much. And he's like, nah, man, I'm going to sell it. And it's just like, the fairies are these little tiny, like, you know, like foot tall people that's never
like dolls.
Yeah. We don't know why they're 1 foot tall. It's never explained. You're just like, you just fucking roll with it, I guess, It was weird. Like, one of the off comments I was making while we were watching, are they like small, tiny fairies? Because it's like supposed to represent like a small grassroots movement versus like big corporate interests, because like these two business tycoons are like obviously like normal size and they have tons of money, just have like a fucking shelf full of cash just sitting in their room for no apparent reason, just to make them as
like
mustache twirling as possible.
Businessmen do,
yeah, of course, you know.
They have all the hallmarks of your typical corporate greedy business guy. Cigar suits, whiskey, a cabinet full of money that's not even locked up.
Right,
they're
playing it pretty straight. Of just like, the guys writing the script clearly have a, you know, a chip on their shoulder when it comes to capitalism, and just corporate interest in general. So
it is quite interesting how they casually just introduce like, oh, it's the Mothra twins, it's the Mothra egg, it's Mothra, and it's like, oh yes, of course, Mothra.
yeah.
Oh yes, of course. Yeah. You watched Mothra, right? The movie for this. Oh well.
Yeah, and it's like, obviously I'm not fazed by it because this is like something I just grew up with, but you know, to someone who hasn't seen the movies before, it's like, we're not gonna break this down at all or anything. I don't know, it's just the characters are entertaining, you know. Our main cast, they work at a newspaper, and they're just trying to, they go just initially to be like, oh, what the fuck is this egg, let's figure it out, and they kind of get embroiled into this whole situation of these emissaries of Mothra trying to get their egg back. And then Godzilla shows up. And then they're just like, well, fuck, Godzilla's wrecking our shit. We need Mothra to fight Godzilla. And they go to Birth Island, and they're like, yo, can we borrow your god for a bit? And they're just like, you kind of nuked us. No, go fuck yourselves, you evil devils and your hellfire that you dropped on us. We'll pass. Thank you very much. But they make an emotional plea, as the woman does her woman job, to be emotional and have that role. And so they do, and then Mothra and Godzilla fight, and honestly I thought the fight was probably like the least interesting part of the movie.
Yeah,
the choreography was not great. I think it was kind of a step down from the Kong versus Godzilla choreography
Yeah, because I mean, like, it's a freaking flying bug versus a lizard man. So it's just like, there's not you can have like fighting, like throwing around.
But even Godzilla, like, it felt that very clumsy, very clunky in terms of like how I feel like the suit must not have had great visibility compared to the last one.
Exactly. Like, this one, I like, honestly, like, I don't know if we talked about it in the last couple episodes, but like with the Godzilla suit, we always just think, like, okay, this heavy, the actor's like in a lot of pain and stuff like that, but like this was like the first time I really wondered, like, where are like the eye holes that he sees out of, because I know he doesn't look out through the eyes up there and stuff like that. There has to be like something different, because like it felt like he just was like looking through the neck portion of the costume where he was walking, like he couldn't see crap. And then, like, we even made jokes, like there's a part where Godzilla knocks over this like phone tower, and then it's just like, that honestly looked like the actor tripped over something, and they were just like, we can use this as footage, so let's keep this up. So it's just there is just a lot of that going on. I agree with that, like, completely.
Yeah, so I mean, the fight is less about being visually impressive, just because it doesn't have a lot, and they do a lot of the weird speed up stuff that was from Raids Again, which just looks strange. And there are times where, like, they clearly are trying to do some choreography where it's just like models, like little tiny models of the monsters and not the suits, and those kind of like stick out to you, especially when you're watching it in HD like we are. So it's just, like, very clear the image is like shifting between models and the suit actors and stuff. And similarly to Raids Again, like the last sequence when the egg hatches and the two larvae tool on Godzilla, they just like hold on them, like webbing up Godzilla for like 5 minutes.
It's too long.
Yeah, it is.
I get it. And it's just like, you're just padding the runtime at this point. But yeah, I mean, the fights are serviceable, and it's like, you know, it's iconic. It's Godzilla and Mothra in the same movie. These are like Toho's two big ticket items at the time.
Right.
But I thought the beginning was a lot more engaging, where it's just like these fucking business guys dealing with this egg, and like our main cast trying to just kind of see how it goes down and everything. Like, that was just good storytelling.
It was like that again, like, to just keep going back to it, like the fact that we didn't even need Godzilla for those first 30 minutes, like, indicated that they did a really good job with like investing us in the story of what was going on. And then like the whole thing with like, oh, there's Mothra, oh, there's the fairies, oh, this is going on, like, oh, Mothra just got domed by Godzilla. It's just like, there's just like a bunch of things that happen that, like, at the beginning it was like, it started off like, okay, it's building up, and then like it just started steadily down, because I agree with like what Saber and Tommy just said right here of like the ending. It just felt so repetitive. Like, there were some scenes, like, I don't know, like there's like certain moments, like when you watch something where it's just like, okay, this would be a good time to just cut it right here, all right, end the movie, that works, even though it makes no sense, Godzilla's getting done, whatever, it makes sense, like, you cut it right here. Because like the end scene is just like, it felt very much like, okay, we're super proud of this effect and we want to keep doing it. Or like, because I don't know, like, do they have to have, like, is there some, like, because I remember hearing something on some YouTube video, I don't know if it was a joke or not, where they're saying like movie lengths have to be like a certain time.
They do. Like,
okay, so like, is that why they did it then? Like, they had to like pad it out, the ending?
Possibly. Because the worst part is when it's just so derivative, where it's like, you're not adding anything new to this scene. So to answer your question, I'm not sure. Possibly, it could be different for Japan, because like you can't have like a 40-minute long movie in the theater. Cause it's like,
exactly. Yeah, because so, like, it was like, it was close to 90. Well, the last four movies have been 90 minutes, so yeah, it's just like, yeah, they were getting through them. So it's just, I was wondering if they had to, like, it was just like, oh well, we're at a minute and ten, an hour and 10 minutes instead of an hour and like 20 or something like that. So let's like span this out.
Well, as the newbie, here are my thoughts. I thought the human characters, actors, whatever, much more interesting than anything from before. They did a better job of establishing themselves as, here's my personality. And that's like one of the most important things with these characters. It's like, I feel like a lot of these human characters are like empty. Like, oh, I'm just here as the guy. I'm the dumb woman. I scream. And by the way, when I say that, watch the Godzilla films. They're the ones establishing those tropes, where it's like, we need the dumb woman, the annoying woman, for the male character to go, calm yourself, shake him or something.
Exactly.
Literally, the first line of this entire film is the main character belittling the woman for being an idiot.
Yes. Yeah. It's there's some high tone sexism. It's interesting, just seeing how it's like, oh yeah, that's right. Godzilla, these are old school movies from the 50s, and from the 60s. And I'm sure it'll improve as time goes on. Hopefully. You guys will have to tell me or not. Good human characters, at least a lot more interesting. They carried the film for the first one third. Godzilla showing up, just kind of lumbering around, like you all said, he was a bit of a dum-dum, where he's just clumsy. Props to the guy in the suit. He is a champ. He takes it on the chin, falling down, like, he broke his ankle at one point, the way he, like, missed a step and slid and fell into a building. I was like, I don't know at what point this is deliberate or an accident, but I guess to the cameraman, it's like, it's good. Use it. Mothra looked a bit silly. All these monsters look silly. I feel like that's going to be the case moving forward for a good long while.
Yeah, because Godzilla looked super angry in this movie, which I like a little bit. Cause like
he had a glare.
Yeah, his glare. Like, his glare was just like, I'm fucking pissed. I'm drunk or high or whatever. Like, I'm angry. He was gone.
It's funny starting to see the, like, tropes of it all, though, where it's like, ah, yes, the part of the movie where the military fails. And that's starting to make itself quite evident, where it's like, I'm gonna see these tanks a lot, aren't I? Like,
yo,
rolling in. Yeah. All right, word. Yes. Well, what do you all think, as folks who've grown up with this stuff and watched it, what are your favorite parts about this film?
Well, my favorite parts about the film were just like I said earlier, like the whole beginning part. Like, as a kid, my favorite part was always like just watching Mothra do the thing. But then, like, I thought that was like a love-hate thing, because like, as a kid, I love seeing Mothra, like, you know, grab Godzilla by the tail and drag him around and then do like the wing attack. But then, like, at the end, when like the worms did it, I always thought that was dumb. Like, that was just silly to me as a kid. Like, why are worms beating Godzilla? It makes no sense. But again, like, I thought the whole thing with all the lore of like, oh, the kids, because like, honestly, looking at what I liked as a kid versus what I like now, it's like so different. Because like, as a kid, it was just pretty much just like, oh, monsters fighting. I don't care about any human whatever. I don't give a damn. But so that was pretty much my level of enjoyment for kid self. But for this, it was just like, no, I'm enjoying, like, you know, what Tom said with like the beginning of the movie, like the capitalism and like all these fairies saying like, no, we need to not do this. This is our egg. This is how we do this thing. And then, like, you know, just how it went from there. I really found that enjoyable. It just, like, when Godzilla, I think for me, it started to dip a little bit when Godzilla killed the original Mothra. And then, like, it was just like, okay, yeah, like, we have to hatch this egg and do that. Like, that was the dipping point where it was just like, it didn't make me like hate the movie or think it was like boring at all. But it was just like, that was the part where I was like, okay,
you're right.
I'm starting to think it's a decrease for me.
Pacing.
Yeah.
Was noticeably different.
I think it's just because, like, the entire conflict up to that point was Mothra, Godzilla, like, keeping the egg safe and, like, finding out what's going to happen with the egg. And so when the business characters die, Godzilla kills them in his, like, initial rampage, the egg hatches, so it's no longer a plot device. And the conflict that the movie was built up to, you know, the original adult Mothra versus Godzilla, is resolved. Everything else after that really doesn't have any stakes that's built up towards.
True.
Right. True. Right.
This story at that point hinges on the audience, like, being afraid that Godzilla is going to destroy Japan, but like, that's why I'm here. I'm here to see that happen. So there's really no, like, investment in the small Mothras for me as a viewer to do anything. Like, they can just go fucking piss off. It's fine. Just let Godzilla smash some stuff, roll credits. So I think it just kind of loses a bit of the narrative tension that everything else was kind of working towards.
You're absolutely right. That is a very good observation.
Exactly.
It's like, I don't know who these worms are. I don't care. Go back to Mothra. Exactly. But I guess that's part of Mothra's, like, I guess it kind of is sowing the seeds moving forward with the franchise, where it's like, I asked you guys during the movie, where I'm like, yeah, Mothra kind of dies in, like, this larva stuff is like, is it a recurring thing where she is, this is it only a movie thing, or does she die and rebirth all the time throughout the series?
Yeah, and it's just like a common thing, like, because even like in the talk about like how in King of Monsters, Mothra, like, you know, dies in that movie, and it's just like, oh, at the end they even talk about, and they even said it in the movie, how like she's like reborn and they find like a Mothra egg in the credits and stuff like that. So it's like, it's always constantly like Mothra just is like constantly reincarnating in different like forms and stuff like that. Like, the spirit will go away and like rebirth, or like there, it's like a species, and but like the spirit carries over.
Okay, word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, any other final thoughts here on the movie, or?
I'd only watched this movie a couple times because as a kid, I didn't want to see my boy get rocked in the most embarrassing way possible
by fucking worms.
But from what little I know about like the critical consensus of these movies, Mothra vs. Godzilla is considered one of the best of the Showa era and just one of the best in general. And watching it as an adult with an adult mindset in the original Japanese, yeah, it definitely holds up. It feels like it's the most substantial movie since the original out of the ones that we've watched so far.
Mm-hmm.
I think it definitely feels more like a legitimate movie and not just an excuse to have guys in rubber suits punch, which could probably be described of the kind of the last one since the original.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Great. Agreed. Jack, anything from you?
Again, like as a kid, I really went into this with a shallow mindset. I just fight each other. As an adult, pretty much everything Tommy just said, I agree. Like I enjoyed the first half so much better, but again, like I will say, like that part when, you know, Mothra was killed by Godzilla and then like the egg starts hatching, that's where the movie starts to sink. But that's like further into the movie. Like I think they first, like Mothra and Godzilla, like this is a 90 minute movie, and like the first like hour, like Mothra and him don't fight till like an hour in, and so it's just like, okay, that makes that's like an hour of the movie. That's like a good chunk of the movie. Like the majority of the movie is like really good and has me captivated. And then like it was just those last 30 minutes to start to dip. So to me, that's a win. I count that as a win. And I think it is one of the good, great Godzilla movies and would highly recommend it.
All right, gents, what's the next one?
Invasion of the Astro Monster.
So you get to see our boy. First
appearance of King Ghidorah.
Yeah. This weird noise.
The main antagonist of the Godzilla franchise makes his debut in the next film.
Yep. Yes.
All right. Awesome. Folks, thank you for joining us. We'll be back next time. See ya.
Booyah. Later. Peace out.